Right, David Copperfield by Charles Dickens, Chapter 7. School began in earnest next day. A profound impression was made upon me, I remember, by the roar of voices in the schoolroom, suddenly becoming hushed as death, when Mr. Creakle entered after breakfast and stood in the doorway looking round upon us like a giant in a storybook surveying his captives. Tungay stood at Mr. Creakle's elbow. He had no occasion, I thought, to cry out, "Silence!" so ferociously, for the boys were all struck speechless and motionless. Mr. Creakle was seen to speak, and Tungay was heard to this effect. "Now, boys, this is a new half. Take care what you're about in this new half. Come fresh up to the lessons. I advise you, for I come fresh up to the punishment. I won't flinch. It will be of no use your rubbing yourselves. You won't rub the marks out that I shall give you. Now, get to work, every boy."